Green Pass problems and protests in Italy. Angela Gaffrida is with us very shortly. Meantime, back home, big downer for Northland and Waikato, as we mentioned. As the COVID level went nowhere, it's level 3 for another 5 days, if not more. Waikato, it's because of a couple of unlinked cases. Northland have the uncooperative women, of course. Far North Mayor John Carter's with us. John, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike, and thanks for all you do for us.
Not at all. Have they done the right thing?
Mike, look, we've got to be safe, but by God, it's frustrating and it's generating a lot of anger and disappointment.
What should they do? What would you do if you were in charge of these women or this woman? And, you know, I mean, if they don't want to cooperate, they don't want to cooperate. What do you do?
Well, the sort of thing that I'd like to have is there must be a way in which we can find out, get photos or whoever they are and come up to the north here and take them around and ask people if they've seen them. It's that sort of tracing that we need to do so that we can know that we're safe.
If they don't cooperate, and the problem is they're not cooperating, and they're not cooperating in 5 more days, then what?
Well, exactly. By then we will have done testing. We are doing a huge amount of testing, Mike, anyway. And vaccinations, of course, are going rapid now up here, thank goodness.
I was going to say, I was ask you about that. Are they improving markedly because they need to?
Hugely. Which is really great. It's good that Northlanders are responding now. Put a test to a Northlander, they'll respond to you. But we've got to keep doing the testing and just get out there and make sure that we're safe in our communities.
All right, John, appreciate your time very much. Same sort of problem in the Waikato, of course, and Paula Southgate's with us. Paula, Hamilton Mayor, of course. Paula, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised, disappointed, gutted?
Oh, absolutely disappointed. All of Hamilton is disappointed. Business had just got up and running again. Look, and I do acknowledge that Auckland's doing it a lot harder than we are, but businesses had been up and running and getting some confidence, and the confidence was all swept away by this. Having said that, with two unlinked cases, I do understand the need to be a little cautious.
Is there a sense, do you think it can be contained, or is it going to be like Auckland that once Delta's arrived, it's there to stay?
Well, we all know that it can only be contained when people play by the rules. And so, you know, as your previous mayor was saying, it can be spread by a few people either because they don't follow the rules or accidentally. So we know that this virus moves. We know it's virulent. It's going to be hard to stop. We've got to do everything we can to put it back in its box. Otherwise, we can expect more cases to pop up.
What's the damage so far? Do you have a read on financially what it's doing to the area?
Yeah, I've been asking the Chamber of Commerce and a few other organisations what they believe the loss to business is, and I haven't got those figures yet. But in talking with them, I understand it's absolutely devastating on Waikato business, the worst it's been since COVID started.
Yeah.
Many of them are in debt. They've got staff on standby. You know, if you think about an events business, they've booked things in, cancelled, booked, cancelled, booked, cancelled, had staff on, off, and gone into debt to do so. So it's incredibly hard for them.
I'm not surprised. Paul, appreciate your updates. Paul Southgate, the Hamilton Mayor, of course.